looking forward to it, as I do every year, the second weekend in November, talking about blues at Bridgetown, and it's the 25th anniversary this year. And Russell Morris is making an appearance. He's coming back. G'day, mate. How are you going?
Hey, Blackers. I'm good, mate. Really good.
You're down in Hobart at the moment, and you're heading up to Sydney.
Down in Hobart, heading up to Sydney today. We've been working down here. We're heading up to Sydney to do the polo.
The polo.
Yeah, knock a couple of divots. I don't know what they call them. They stand on those things at some half time or something.
I bet the Real Housewives of Sydney will be there.
I know they will. It'll be plastic for days. I might borrow some from them.
Oh, jeez. So have you done the polo before?
Years ago in Melbourne.
Right, okay.
Years ago. That was a lot of fun, actually. It was quite good. It was a little bit sort of highfalutin.
Oh, very. It's very highfalutin.
Yeah, and the band will probably disgrace themselves there, which will never be invited back, I'd say.
And where are you off after the polo in Sydney? Where are you going there?
Fly back to Tasmania to work in Launceston and Devonport.
Right, okay.
And then after that, I go back home, back up to the Gold Coast.
All right, beautiful. Well, we're really looking forward to you coming back to Blues at Bridgetown, mate. It's going to be a big year, as it always is, this year, the 25th anniversary.
It's been fantastic for us. We've really enjoyed working there and very grateful for the people who actually voted us a popular act. So we got invited back because everyone loved it. So, and we love working there. It's fabulous.
Oh, well, mate, you are one of the most popular acts ever to come to Blues at Bridgetown whenever you appear. And it doesn't matter where in the country you appear, you're very, very popular. You can be called an icon of the Australian music industry these days. You can, without a shadow of a doubt.
I know, Blackers, that's not nice, because an icon's a little wooden thing that you pin on the wall. And sometimes I feel like a little wooden thing.
All right, mate. Well, you enjoy the polo, and we'll catch you when you're over here for Blues at Bridgetown between the 10th and 12th of November. All right.
Yeah, sorry about all the wind here, because I'm down on the wharf, and I'm looking at all these beautiful big cray pots here.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, there'll be some beautiful crays, edible crays in there.
I bet.
Fantastic.
Russell Morris, always great to talk to you, mate. Take it easy. We'll catch you later.
Thanks, Blackers.
There he is, Mr. Marketing Focus himself, Barry Urquhart. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Ian.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about discretionary purchases and how they're on retreat right throughout the Australian economy, because as we have become progressively more wealthy, the percentage of our expenditure has been largely discretionary. And yet, in the last 2 years, with the downturn of the mining boom, particularly here in Western Australia, discretionary purchases seem to have gone out the door, and no sector of business generally is immune to that phenomenon.
Rightio, how do they fix that?
Well, I think that what they've got to start to recognise is that it's got to be the things that you are starting to develop a relevance and resonate with the consumers. It's not about, well, hold on, it will be the sort of thing that you will purchase and you should. We've got to almost say that this is mandatory, and it comes back to three simple promises. Yes, we've got it in stock. It is available right now.
Yes.
Come on and buy it. And what is new? And therein lies the fundamental issue. A lot of product development has been put on hold because people, as business leaders and directors, are reining in expenditure. When it's not new, it's not news, and it doesn't hold a lot of compelling interest to people, because then they say, well, I'd want it, I'd like it, but I don't need it, therefore I'll put it off. That's the problem.
And they have to convince the purchaser that they need it, and they need it now, and they can afford it.
And
don't they?
Christmas is coming up, and there's going to be a new smartphone, there's going to be this, and there's going to be that, and it's so much better, and my God, you've just got to have it. And remember, you don't have to be economically rational with this. 70% of the reasons why people buy is based on emotion. So if you are kind of emotional about the excitement, the enthusiasm, it is infectious, and after all, marketing is about generating enthusiasm, excitement, and aspirations.
That's right. And another reason why they won't be buying it, if they're a family of four or five, they've just got their electricity bill and they've gone, what?
Well, that's right. And that's utility costs. And I can tell you right now, look out of the garage, because very shortly you'll be taking your SUV and you'll be trading it in for a utility, which is a lot cheaper.
Oh, I think you will too, mate. Great to talk to you again. Barry Urquhart, Managing Director of Marketing Focus. We'll talk to you next week.
Ian.
He may not have looked, but he's got the votes. Grant Henley, Busselton. Hello, mate. Congratulations on being voted back in as mayor of that beautiful city.
Yeah, thanks, Blackers. Yeah, it's a real honour.
You've got a couple, two or three or four new councillors down there too, haven't you?
Yeah, so two of our councillors, myself and Councillor Rob Bennett, were re-elected, and we have two new councillors, Councillor Kelly Hick from Dunsborough and Lyndon Miles from Buffleton. So, yeah, it's a good mix and shares it around a bit, and it's a good outcome.
And you'll all play together nicely.
Yeah, we do. And a special plug to our councillors who, Councillor Terry Best was very narrowly squeezed out, but Gordon Bloch was retired. You know, they've been long-term servants of the community and have done a great job over their 8 years.
Yeah. Now, coming up, you've got a tertiary expo down there on Saturday, have you?
Yeah, Edith Cowan are doing a ECU in the park, in Mitchell Park, on Saturday around lunchtime. Anyone that wants some information on tertiaries, studies. We've now got ECU and Central Queensland Uni operating in Busselton, so it's really exciting for people who want to further their education.
And the Southwest Wellness Expo, what's going on there? That's on as well, isn't it?
Yeah, so this morning, if you're down in the market, you wander back up through the Busselton Cultural Precinct from 9 to 3, the Wellness Expo, so a whole range of holistic medicine and alternative medicine therapies in a bit of an expo down there. So, yeah, quite interesting, I think, to have a bit of a look.
And it's that time of the year too. The show must be coming up shortly. When's that on?
Yeah, the Southern District Agricultural Society, over 150 years, they've been putting on a show in and around Busselton. And, they're on next weekend, 5th and 3rd, and then all day Saturday the 4th. So fireworks on the Friday night.
All right, there's a few things going on in Busselton. Terrific. Okay, mate, we'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
All the best. Thanks, Blake.
Okay, mate. Talk to you later. Grant Henley, Busselton Mayor there on the Southwest Triple M.